The following comes to UMN Radio from the Voice of America.
Welcome to Entertainment News. I'm Ira Melman in Washington. One of the top performers in the world has a new album. VOA's Border Crossings host Larry London has the latest.
We're dealing with an Oscar-winning songwriter, Golden Globe Award-winning director. She's an actress. She is a superstar, an American icon known to the world and loved. She is Barbara Streisand. And she is back. She hasn't retired. She just kind of takes a lot of time in between her projects. She sold over 200 million records around the world. The album is called Walls. And it's her first original songs since 2005, so you talk about a 13-year break. But it's got a new song, which we're going to play today, and it's also got a couple of versions of some old songs. She redoes Imagine, the John Lennon classic. She does What a Wonderful World and What the World Needs Now, among a bunch of original songs that she wrote and collaborated with other folks. David Foster is producing the new album. He was a Grammy-winning producer of the year. She also worked with songwriter and Hall of Fame recipient Desmond Child. So let's check out the new single from Barbara Streisand's upcoming new album. This song is called Don't Lie to Me.
Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. You lie to me. Don't lie to me. Don't lie to me. You lie to me.
Barbara Streisand, who's never one to hold back her political views and thoughts about various social subjects, she said, "With this whole album, Walls, carries a unified social theme. And it's a passionate plea." She said, "With the song, Don't Lie to Me, you can apply it to whatever situation you want, whatever political party you want." And she said that hopefully the music on this album shares the guiding principles and values that she herself has believed in, spoken about, and fought for her entire life and her entire career. And talking about a career that Barbara Streisand's had, she has had the most top 10 albums by a female in music history. Since 1963, her albums have topped the charts 34 times. And she's had 11 number one albums, 53 gold albums, 31 platinum albums. And as I mentioned, an Oscar for the musical score in Yentl in 1983. She's done it all, seen it all. And in 1977, she became the first woman to win an Oscar for composing the song Evergreen, which was the love theme to the film A Star Is Born. So Barbara Streisand's in the spotlight once again.
Thank you for being with us for Entertainment News. Join us again next week. I'm Ira Melman in Washington.
That was a program from the Voice of America.